Chapter 1. The Top Secret Plan for General Nuclear War. December 1960, Strategic Air Command Headquarters, Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. One day, not so long ago, a group of American military officials got together to share a secret plan that would result in the death of 600 million people, one-fifth of the world's then population of 3 billion people. Those in attendance that day included U.S. Secretary of Defense Thomas S. Gates, Jr., U.S. Deputy Secretary of Defense James H. Douglas, Jr., U.S. Deputy Director of Defense Research and Engineering John H. Rubel, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Commander of U.S. Strategic Air Command, General Thomas S. Power, Army Chief General George H. Decker, Navy Chief Admiral Arleigh A. Burke, Air Force Commander General Thomas D. White, Marine Corps Commandant General David M. Shoup, a multitude of additional top-ranking U.S. military officials. The room was located underground. Walls more than 150 feet long, several stories tall, with an overhead glass-enclosed balcony on the second floor. There were banks of desks, telephones, and maps. Panels of maps. A whole wall of maps. Strategic Air Command Headquarters in Omaha, Nebraska, was where generals and admirals would run nuclear war when it happened. True then, true now in 2024, with the underground command center updated for 21st century nuclear war. Everything you are about to learn of this meeting comes from a first-hand witness, someone who was actually in the room that day, a business executive turned defense official named John H. Rubel. In 2008, in his late 80s, a few years before he died, Rubel revealed this information in a short memoir. As Rubel prepared for his own death, he summoned the courage to express a long-repressed truth, that he felt remorse for having participated in such a heart of darkness plan, for saying nothing for so many decades after the fact. What he was part of, Rubel wrote, was a plan for mass extermination. His words. Inside the large underground bunker in Nebraska that day, Rubel was seated alongside his fellow nuclear war planners in neat rows of folding chairs, the old-fashioned kind with wooden slats. The four-star generals sat in the front row, the one-star generals in the back. Rubel, U.S. Deputy Director of Defense, Research, and Engineering at the time, sat in the second row. On a signal from Strategic Air Command Commander General Thomas S. Power, a briefer stepped forward on stage. Then an aide appeared carrying an easel, and a second aide carrying a pointing stick. The first man was there to flip charts, the second to point things out. General Power, his actual name, explained to his audience that what was being witnessed was how a full-scale nuclear attack against the Soviet Union would go down. Two airmen walked forward and stood, one at each end of the 150-foot-long wall of maps, each man carrying a tall stepladder. The map showed the Soviet Union and China, then called the Sino-Soviet bloc, and the surrounding countries. Rubel recalled, each man climbed his tall ladder at the same brisk rate, reaching the top at the same instant as his counterpart. Each man reached up toward a red ribbon which, we now noticed, encircled a large roll of clear plastic. With a single motion, each untied the bow knot securing the ribbon at his end of the roll, whereupon the plastic sheet unrolled with a whoosh, flapped a bit, and then dangled limply in front of the map.